Mark Levin, the Brian Stelter of Fox News, a weekend host and AM talk radio host, and an original Never Trumper, who then later warmed up to President Trump and then became really one of his biggest cheerleaders after he decided to attack Iran for Israel, is now having a change of tune since the president has signed that MOU stopping the bombing and trying to negotiate a final peace deal over the next 60 days, especially since J.D. Vance let the cat out of the bag regarding the regrets that the administration is having about how things aren't going so well. And basically everybody knows that Israel has been duping, manipulating, blackmailing, threatening America to do their bidding over there for them.
I'm going to start the program where I'd rather not start, but I must. I want to say to people in and out of the administration, stop trashing, smearing, bullying the little state of Israel.
This is what really set off Levin and his ilk when J.D. Vance made these comments about Israelis last week.
So my message to them would be twofold. Number one, Donald J. Trump is the only head of state in the entire world who is sympathetic to the nation of Israel at this moment in time.
And to put things into perspective, there are 195 countries around the world, and so if you do the math, Israel's approval rating amongst world leaders is at about a half of a percent. Half of a percent. Not to mention the International Criminal Court, the ICC, has issued an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu for his war crimes in Gaza, for ethnically cleansing the region and basically destroying the entire country while claiming that they were only doing targeted strikes on the Hamas terrorists, which means that he cannot step foot in any of the EU countries or really 45 European countries total that are all members of the International Criminal Court because he'll be arrested. Benjamin Netanyahu cannot even step foot in Canada or Mexico or he'll be arrested for the war crimes that he's committed in Gaza. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here because I think it's pretty obvious that you're not going to find information, analysis, and politically incorrect commentary like this anywhere else. But Mark Levin and his Zionist clique get very upset when you start pointing out these facts.
Stop trashing, smearing, bullying the little state of Israel. Stop cozying up to and telling us that the enemy regime in Iran is now more rational, more moderate, and a regime that we can deal with.
Stop actually trying to negotiate a peace deal, Mr. President, and just keep the bombings going. And did you notice that he's wearing a woman's brooch on his suit? It's very common for Republicans and conservative commentators to wear a little American flag on their suit. But look at the size of that. That is a woman's brooch. And he picked it out purposely so it would be extra large because doth protest too much. Because everybody knows that his entire career, his entire platform these days is dedicated, for really most of his career, is dedicated to promoting and protecting, supporting Israel. This clown is so brazen or just so unaware of his own hypocrisy and activities. He flew all the way over to Israel this weekend to go to the Jewish International Policy Summit to deny that he is an Israeli operative or working as a foreign agent for Israel.
So I just want to explain, I'm not an agent for the Israeli government. I don't meet with the Israeli government. I don't conspire with the Israeli government. Believe it or not, I love this country and I don't need any government to tell me that.
He went on to complain about the MOU and to express his hopes that the bombing will commence once again.
And so I looked at the MOU and I have a few problems with it. And I hope by voicing those problems, if we're going to take this route, and it's not clear that it'll be the final route, by the way, it's not clear there will be a final deal, or maybe there will, there's a couple problems I see.
Then the guy who claims to not be working with or communicating with or consulting with a foreign government on behalf of their benefit introduced, the leader of his favorite country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Gets a big hug for Bibi there, and just wait for it.
Thank you, Mark Levin. I wish I could use you as my advisor. Every day.
That's a funny little inside joke there between them, because it's obvious that they're communicating on a regular basis. And Mark Levin is consulting with Bibi and, well, operating as a foreign agent on his behalf. And part of the reason J.D. Vance came out as the attack dog for the administration last week, revealing obvious truths about Israel's influence over America and how this war is not going as planned, so they're trying to wrap it up, is because, well, one of President Trump's advisors has been alerting him about certain MAGA influencers who may be, or most likely are, on the payroll of foreign governments of Israel. It highlights the fact that Brad Parscale is literally a registered foreign agent for Israel, and he is the media strategist for the Salem Media Group, which is the radio syndicator that Brandon Tatum works for. The advisor's name is Alex Brusewitz, who also recently publicly brought attention to Israel's foreign influence campaigns, specifically that they were using right-wing commentators, including Mark Levin and pro-Israel Zionist U.S. lawmakers, to sabotage negotiations with Iran. And you may recall, in the buildup to the war, to the attack on Iran, Benjamin Netanyahu came to the United States and met secretly with a bunch of conservative right-wing YouTubers and podcasters and Twitter personalities to try to enlist their support for it. And then Tim Pool, to his credit, blew the whistle on it. And that's totally different from the public meeting that he met with when the girl videotaped, you know, her conversation for clout to then post on TikTok or on Instagram, where Benjamin Netanyahu said that, you know, they needed to take over TikTok because TikTok was allowing too much criticism of Israel. And then they need to go to Twitter, to X, and rein in Elon. So those were two actually separate meetings. One was the private meeting. And the White House has what's called a rapid response social media account, which has a gray verification check mark, meaning it's official government account, in order to quickly respond to fake news as soon as people start spreading it. And recently, they blasted this News Nation host, Batya Ungar Sargon, for saying that Vice President Vance is being Tucker Carlsonified, the Tucker Carlsonification of Vice President Vance, because, well, he, like you saw, let the cat out of the bag about how no other country around the entire world supports Israel at this point, except for President Trump, and even his support is waning. They said the only humiliation here is Betcha desperately begging for an additional brain cell because her failing TV show is even more irrelevant than the likes of Caitlin Collins and Fake Tapper. Only a moron of her caliber could still doubt President Trump's leadership. Now, that sounds like it was directly dictated by President Trump himself. I don't think anybody else on the staff could possibly even emulate his writing like that. That came directly from him. You got to admit, J.D. Vance was on a roll last week, and the things that he was saying would get conservatives canceled, or at least cause them to get the call and be told to shut it down if they were talking like this.
It's just not the case that every criticism of Bibi Netanyahu's policy decisions leads to anti-Semitism or is anti-Semitic. And so I do think that sometimes, you know, advocates of Israel make, or pro-Israel people in the United States make, two critical mistakes. One, on the one hand, is not delineating between America's interests and Israeli interests, because they're not always the same. Mm-hmm. But the second is always conflating criticism of a particular government with Jew hatred. Because if everything is Jew hatred, then nothing is Jew hatred. I actually think Jew hatred is very bad, which is why I think we have to be very careful about not calling every, it's kind of like how progressives for 20 years called everything racist. And if everything's racism, nothing is racism.
And then the boys who cry wolf lose all credibility. And then when there is an actual instance of racism or anti-Semitism, then nobody pays attention because you've been blowing smoke for so long. Just like Mark Levin saying that if you call the neocon a neocon instead of just a plain old ordinary conservative or Republican, then you're an anti-Semite.
No, we're not neocons. What does that mean exactly? Just another phrase, you know, for the anti-Semites. Ooh, you must be a neocon. Oh, I can say that left and right and nobody can accuse me of any. Ooh, you're a neocon. Or you must be a militarist. You want intervention all the time, intervention? No.
Oh, they want their interventions, all right, just like Ben Sabti, an Israeli policy expert, who literally tweeted this out and then later changed it. Surprisingly, didn't delete it, but even if he did, people have it archived in the Wayback Machine. This is a real tweet from him. He said, maybe the USA needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who the enemy is and who is the friend. Which was the plan that the neocon think tank, the Project for the New American Century, or PNAC, laid out in their Rebuilding America's Defenses report, saying that they couldn't get all of their Middle East objectives accomplished unless there's a new catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. And then, what a surprise! 9/11 happened. Not a surprise to those who were familiar with Operation Northwoods, the declassified military plan where the Joint Chiefs of Staff, those are the heads of all of the different military branches, all agreed with committing a false flag attack in order to provoke war with Cuba back during the Cuban Missile Crisis. In a case you're new around here, the reason why Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda targeted us on 9/11 was because they hated us for supporting Israel financially and militarily. That's why they call us the Great Satan. And when the kids on TikTok started learning this, started learning the forbidden history and passing around information about Osama bin Laden's letter to the American people where he openly admitted what it was that he did, not to mention the CIA admitted that it was blowback for our activities in the Middle East, then the London Guardian took down his letter. They literally censored it because people were, you know, noticing too many patterns. And I know a lot of the truthers out there get upset when I say this, like, what do you mean bin Laden targeted America? What do you mean Al-Qaeda targeted America? I think it was a lie hop, a let it happen on purpose. I don't think you can deny that there was a group, that they hated us, that they were highly motivated. I think it's pretty obvious that all of the reports about their activities were just turned a blind eye to. Sort of like the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, did with all of the reports about Bernie Madoff. They knew exactly what he was doing. They were just in on it and friends with him and part of that little cabal and didn't want him to get caught. So every time people would serve the SEC the case on a silver platter, other financial analysts and reporters, they literally did nothing when it would have just taken them 2 seconds to find out that he was committing the massive, one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in the history of the world. Just like all the intelligence agencies from foreign countries were calling us and warning us and being like, hey, there's something really big going on with airplanes and bin Laden and hijackings, just like that August 6th presidential daily briefing memo, which they just forgot about. But that's all the story that'll be detailed in my new book, which is coming out at the end of the year. So stay tuned for that. And be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here. Like I said, check back on a regular basis. And if you want to support my work, then join my Locals community for $5 a month or buy me a coffee, which is just a way to tip your favorite content creator by clicking the links in the description below. So head on over there and check them out.